Sky-high hotels line the beach. They glisten in the sun. Shanty towns climb up the tree-lined hills. Mosaiced walkways, scorched pavement, beachfront plazas, vendors selling fruits and vegetables, religious idolatry, and postcards of scantily clad Brazilian beauties. Rio de Janeiro is a city of contradictions, of contrasts, and extremes. The wealthy lounge along Copacabana Beach, business people, actors, the Brazilian elite. The poor, they struggle to survive, walking the beach and streets vending knickknacks. They can barely make ends meet, rich and poor. Unlikely, but very real neighbors. As beachfront hotels glisten in the sun, the other side of Rio surfaces down the street. Houses of sheet metal and wood, cinder block and cardboard crawl up the hills. Crumbling cement stairs lead to the upper reaches of Rio's favelas. Rio's poor live in a separate world, stuffed between high-rises and state-of-the-art shopping malls. They have poor electricity, worse sanitation, substandard living conditions. Favelas are home to hundreds of thousands of Rio's urban poor. And it gets more complicated. Favelas are the hub of Brazil's drug trade. They're the heart of it. Their organization centers on it. Moms, dads, grandparents, and kids. They're employed by the cartel. There are a few other choices. Make handicrafts to sell in the market? That would barely squeak out a living. Clean Rio's polluted streets by night for less than menial pay? It's not the preferred career. So most of Rio's favela dwellers get involved in the sinister game of the drug cartel. They produce, they traffic, they provide security. It's all in a day's work. It's a way of life. In school by day, youth are snipers by night. They protect their bounty from thieves and from cops. They're taught to use assault weapons and force. They're educated in violence. They are kids with potential, but they hold the most dangerous of jobs. They're prepared to kill. Gunshots often ring loud when the police move in. They want to capture narcotics bandits. Sometimes the ambushes are sanctioned. Sometimes they're not. It's the conflict between shantytown dwellers and the police that make the favelas dangerous. Those who live in the slums fight for their lives. They also fight for their jobs. The police fight for the end of drug trafficking, for a clean slate in Rio's slums. The poor, they fight to make ends meet. If the drug trade ends, what will be their source of income? For a small price, tourists can drive or walk through favelas led by a guide. For 2 hours, tourists are in. They meet people. They take the pictures. They shake hands. They watch moms do laundry and hang it out to dry. They see kids playing in cramped quarters. Dogs chasing each other in the streets. Life goes on, as tourists observe. For the onlooker walking through a favela, it's a strange reality. They're said to be dangerous in uncertain places, but when the police aren't there, favelas are safe. They aren't all they're cut out to be. They can be violent, but the people aren't violent. They can be dangerous, but the people aren't dangerous. The drug trade can be harsh and unforgiving, but the favela dwellers are anything but. Rio's poor are involved to survive. A walking tour around a favela offers a new window into human experience and suffering. Noble people work for not so noble a profession. Beautiful people do ugly jobs. Regular people, with few other choices, live in poverty with smiles on their faces. Welcome to Rio. For New Voices, I'm Amy Campbell.